Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The 12th annual Bethabara Highland Games are coming up this Mother's Day weekend, all day on Saturday, May 12th. There'll be literally something for everyone with outstanding Celtic and Moravian games, Scottish dance, great food from Finnegan's Wake, and lots of wonderful music. This year, the Bethabara Highland Games are hosting their first Scottish fiddle competition. It'll be judged by National Scottish Fiddle Champion Jane McMorrin from East Tennessee State University. Jane will be offering a workshop from 11 to 12 just ahead of the competition that kicks off at 1. There'll be prizes for each level of the competition for the junior, novice, and open divisions. Here to break down all the fun and fiddling lingo are Winston-Salem Triad Scottish Fiddlers and Friends co-director Debbie Morris and Historic Bethabara Park's Ellen Kutcher.
Historic Bethabara Park celebrates culture all year. We celebrate the Moravian culture. But when the Moravians first came down in 1753, coming down the Great Wagon Road through the Shenandoah Valley into North Carolina, there were many Scotch-Irish immigrants living in Virginia and around in North Carolina. And we always say that the Bethabara Highland Games are a nod to the help of the Scotch-Irish in the early days of Bethabara, in the early days of the Moravian settlement.
What brought the Scotch-Irish to this region?
Land. When we think back to the 1700s, the New England coast and Pennsylvania, land was getting crowded. There were a lot of immigrants, and if you wanted to go out and be a pioneer and be able to secure a large piece of land, you had to travel. And they came down the Great Wagon Road. Now, of course, North Carolina was the back of the western frontier at that time because they weren't crossing over the mountains, but they were coming down the Shenandoah Valley, down through North Carolina, eventually to Augusta, Georgia, and then out west. We're celebrating the Scotch-Irish culture. At the same time, all our historic buildings are open, so we're showing people how the Moravians lived in the 18th century. So Bethabara is special among Highland Games because of that, because we have a historic site that we can share in addition to the games.
You've been many times, I'm sure.
Yes, I have.
What's it feeling like for you when you're there?
Well, it takes the music that I'm interested in and play the Scottish music and has a great place for it. Then we've always had a fiddle jam tent where people could come and play various instruments. And then you have wonderful live traditional type bands that would show off the instruments in a different way. So it's a great day.
And as a fiddler yourself, I mean, you kind of get a chance to touch stone with that tradition.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's such an old tradition, and keeping it alive, which is what is really special about it. It's a venue for it that you don't have unless we have something like the Bethabara Games.
You're swapping tunes with folks and sharing what you know. And
right, yeah. And you have people that come specifically for different parts of the Bethabara, be it clan events or athletics or the music. So it kind of inspires children who hear something different on a violin, and it inspires other musicians or people to get them out from under the bed and get them out of the closet.
The 12th annual Bethabara Highland Games will be, as they've always been, incredibly colorful, multicultural, something for everyone. Music, Highland amateur athletics. The games are incredible. You have these big participants throwing things that look like telephone poles. So you can go watch the game, see the competition. You can listen to all kinds of music throughout the day. You can see pipe and drum bands, and they'll be performing throughout the day, and especially at noon for the opening ceremonies. And then we have a wonderful competition called Battle Axe. And at Battle Axe, you throw a real axe at a target, and people compete to see who has the best throw. And that is right alongside of our Moravian games, colonial games, where you roll the hoops and you walk on stilts and you play tug of war. So everything is happening throughout the park, and you can go from one to the other, and you can actively participate. You can play the games. You can sit and listen to the music. You can watch the Shetland sheepdog trials. That's a wonderful thing where they have sheep herding dogs, and they herd ducks. And it's really fun for everyone, but kids love that particularly. Then you can go to eat. So the food is good. We have wonderful British and Celtic food. Finnegan's Wake is going to be serving lunch in the 1803 Herman Butner Distiller's House. So there's something for every sense.
And this year, something new coming to the games. And we're talking about the Scottish Fiddle Competition. And Debbie, these competitions, it seems like every time I meet a fiddler who's serious about their craft, they're playing these competitions. It's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal, because not only do we have games that qualify you, you have to be qualified to go to nationals. And nationals are held every year also. This year they'll be at the Virginia Celtic Games in Williamsburg area. And they allow you then, if you really desire, to go to Scotland for the competition. So, you know, there's a procedure for competitions, just like there are certain tunes that you have to play in a certain order for a competition. So Scottish competition is, fiddle competition is a little bit different than just a playoff.
It's almost like figure skating, doing your forms first.
You do an air or a lament.
It's a slower.
Right. Okay, so you do the air of the lament and you stop so the judge can make notes. Mm-hmm. And then you start a set of three. You do a march and then a strathspey and then a reel. Several things are key, the transitions from one to the other.
Which are performed?
Yeah, you've got to go from a march beat to a strathspey beat to a reel beat. You have to keep the style of the march, as you would think about the Highland bagpipers marching. It can be a quick march or it can be a slower march, but it has to stay in tempo then when you move into your strathspey.
Okay.
And then when you move into your reel. Even though you will change how fast it goes, it's still the same tempo.
The same beat. You can
right.
do double time.
Right.
Or I think most people are familiar with marches, a reel, an upbeat, typically fast number. But the strathspey is a new dance form for many, I'm sure.
Well, it's because it was a unique type of style to come out of Scotland, out of the valley of the River Spey, S-P-E-Y. And it was a 4-4 time. And it was partially to be played with dances. And there are about six varieties of types of strathspey dancing. So there's a Scottish bouncy, there's a strong strathspey, there's a strong or air strathspey. So there's varieties within it.
What is it about this music that moves you?
It just moves me inside in my heart. It's music that, if played well, can make you cry. And then lively, it makes you want to get up on your feet. There's a strongness about it, too, and I think, you know, the basis for that, that when I first heard it, I just felt like I've been looking for that all my life. Soon you'll in
California be. My thanks to Winston-Salem Triad Scottish Fiddlers and Friends co-director Debbie Morris and Historic Bethabara Park's Ellen Kutcher. We've just been listening to National Scottish Fiddle Champion Jane McMorrin from East Tennessee State University. Jane will be judging Bethabara's first ever Scottish Fiddle Competition at this year's Highland Games. The games are an all-day event, and the fiddling competition begins at 1 o'clock on Saturday, May 12th. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.